Hi everybody, Mark here. In this sidetrack, Nicole and I talk about sleep and dreams. Now there's some crazy things that Nicole and other people can apparently do in their dreams, and it would be totally unfair of me to come at the beginning of the episode and tell you all that it sounded totally made up to me and there's no way it's real. That would be totally me abusing my power as the editor of this podcast, so I won't do that.
Do you ever get into that trap that, like, finally, once everyone in the house is asleep, you get to stay up and do whatever you want?
People talk about when they have an infant being really sleep deprived, and that's true. But part of the reason I was sleep deprived is because my wife and my son would go to bed at like 8 and I'd be like, oh my God, me time.
Yeah.
And then I would stay up for 3 or 4 hours and then wake up when the baby woke up and all that and just be. For a while there, I was self-imposed sleep deprived because I do okay on low sleep. I had the normal sort of sleep deprivation of a new dad plus this weird, well, I've got to write a little music or I've got to play video game or do whatever I was doing.
I'll tell you, nighttime Nicole makes decisions that morning time Nicole is often very, very mad about. Like nighttime Nicole stays up late and binge watches shows that she's seen a million times. Or last night I stayed up late just practicing singing the Little Mermaid soundtrack because that seemed fruitful to me at the moment. And morning Nicole was mad about it today when she woke up.
But now morning Nicole is full of regret.
Full of regrets, typically. But now I've been trying this new thing that I'm trying to like lean into sleep because I realize sleep is so beneficial for us. Like you just said that you can get by on minimal sleep. That's not
which
great.
Which is bad.
Which is bad.
And I think it's bad also, parenthetically, I know you're going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad because society celebrates that. Society doesn't celebrate people who are like, you know what? I will be a better person tomorrow if I get 8 hours of sleep.
My gosh.
I'm going to go to sleep. Society celebrates me who's like, hey guys, I just ran 10 miles. Ha ha, I'm on 3 hours of sleep. Let's go to work.
Yeah,
ha, look how cool I am. And people go, wow, good job, Mark. I'm like, people
that's
don't.
It's pretty toxic.
But it's toxic and it feels rewarded kind of in our society.
And you said 8 hours of sleep, but you know what? Most of that data is based on male test subjects. So women actually need 9 to 10 hours of sleep a night, especially when they're ovulating or on their menses.
Right.
They'll often need
more,
their monthlies, their cycles. They'll need like 11 hours of sleep to function. And that's just baseline, which is crazy.
Yeah. And obviously, it goes without saying there's variation among people,
for
right?
Sure,
I know,
for sure.
I know men that want their 9 hours or whatever. I'm kind of a morning person in the sense that I like to have a morning. It makes me anxious to think of the idea of rolling out of bed and going to work.
Oh, that's like that's how I function. I wake up and run out the door in 10 minutes. And the people I live with are like, how do you do that? It's consistently like my husband will wake up early and they'll sit and have coffee and like play word games.
Exactly.
Ease
check
into the
news,
day.
Have cereal, ease into my day. And then I can get up and go, okay, I'm ready to go. Let's do this. My wife thinks I'm crazy. If we have to go to the airport at 5 a.m, I'll get up at 4 because I still want to be able to sit and have coffee, have food, check the news. I value things different. And I think that's okay. I value different things. I just know that deep down, as much as I value that, it does come from a toxic sort of work, work, never stop. You know, the reason I'm so into podcasts is because I'm afraid of silence and like not multitasking. I always have to be doing something.
I would give up my entire career for 10 more minutes of sleep if you asked me in that moment. I just like love it so much.
That's wild.
Need to do is start operationalizing your sleep. That's what you need to be doing.
Say more.
You need to start using your sleep as a productive time frame in your life.
Well, see, I know it is. I know
it
makes me better.
It's productive
because
it like helps you with your neuroplasticity and it helps your brain like solidify information.
Fight off
and,
Alzheimer's,
like, all of
probably.
That, all of it. Yeah. Like solidify memories, all of it. But you could use your dreams productively through practicing lucid dreaming. Are you an active dreamer?
I'm at the stage of my life where I am generally tired enough all the time and waking up to an alarm or something all the time enough that I either don't dream or most likely, I think more honestly, don't remember any of my dreams. Like I'm not waking up the right point of my sleep to remember what I was dreaming about.
That's a common thing that people say, oh, I don't dream. Everybody dreams. You just don't recall your dreams. There are things that deter your dream recall. I'm not saying that you do these things, but just for listeners, if you want to remember your dreams more, a good thing to do is not smoke cannabis. And also if you take SSRIs or any sort of depression, anxiety meds, that's going to limit your ability to recall your dreams. But don't stop taking those. It's important.
Nicole, noted and famous anti-cannabis activist.
Noted. I actually am a very vivid dreamer and have begun an exploration of lucid dreaming.
Okay.
Do you know what lucid dreaming is?
I do. I do not have experience with it.
Sure.
But I do know that's where you're aware and you're in control of your dreams,
sure.
Right?
Like within the dream, you self-actualize and you are like, oh, I'm dreaming right now. And then you can start manipulating your life in the dreams and using it as like this third space in your life that you can. A lot of people that are really good lucid dreamers will use it for performance enhancement. Like they'll practice a job interview lucidly in their dream, or they'll practice an athletic endeavor.
Can I just like run guitar scales over and over again in my dream? And
absolutely.
It counts?
Absolutely.
That's so weird.
And it's a learned skill. Like you can train yourself to do it. The way that you do that is you practice reality checks in your waking life. And then what will happen is you'll get so used to doing these tasks while you're awake that even your subconscious will still do them while you're asleep.
Give me an example. What do you mean? Reality check.
Reality check.
So that's a phrase people say, but you're speaking of something very specific.
This is different than how like we perceive a reality check. Like, oh, that girl needs a reality check.
Right.
This is a little bit different.
That girl needs a lucid dream.
Right. Certain things that you can do in waking life that you can't do in dreams. Like you can't adjust light levels in your dream. So if you're in a dream and you flip a light switch, the lights won't change.
Really?
Really.
Never thought of it. Okay.
Right. So they say that if you get in the habit of while you're awake to always, when you leave a room, flip a light switch on and off, you'll do that when you're dreaming as well. And then when the light levels don't change in your dream, you can say, oh, this must be a dream right now. Let me start fucking with shit.
So
just a technical term.
As a dad, by the way, I can say I already spend my day turning lights on and off all day long.
So maybe that's already seeped into your subconscious.
Okay.
Other reality checks. If you look at a book or a digital clock in waking life, you'll be able to read it, most likely.
Okay.
But in a dream, you won't. In a dream, a digital
fuzz.
Clock will be all scrambled up.
Okay.
Or words on a page will float around. So that's another thing to like practice in your waking life so you can do it when you're dreaming. Also, in dreams, if you jump, you'll typically float away if you jump in a dream. If you look in a mirror in a dream, think of that. Have you ever looked at yourself in a dream?
I almost feel like I'm always looking at myself in my dream. Sometimes I feel like it's a third person perspective.
Really? That's interesting.
But I'm speaking from somebody that doesn't feel like I perceive a lot of my dreams
anymore.
But hang on a second. This is weird because it feels like you're ascribing, this is Inception or something.
Yeah.
And there's actually rules, there's physics to dreams.
Yes.
Why?
Do you like to laugh, geek out on music, and learn all about that band or artist who had that one song back in the day, but then seemed to fall off the face of the earth? If so, you need to subscribe to One Hit Thunder. Together with an array of interesting and hilarious guests, we do a weekly dive into one-hit wonders like Eiffel 65's Blue, Krayshawn's Gucci Gucci, EMF's Unbelievable, Delamitri's Roll to Me, Los Del Rio's Macarena, Musical Youth's Pass the Dutchie, and even Patrick Swayze's She's Like the Wind. So are you subscribed to One Hit Thunder or what? As Desiree would say, you gotta be. And as K7 would encourage, you gotta come baby come and join in on the fun of the One Hit Thunder podcast.
I know that dreams are sort of exercising and cleaning and all these things our brain is doing. Why is there a magical rule that a clock is scrambled?
Why is there commonality in dreams? Yeah. Because some people consider dreams as another form of consciousness that's a shared plane of consciousness. There are people. There's an International Association of the Study of Dreams, IASD. They have conferences every year. Guess where?
in your dreams?
No, Sedona, Arizona, which is pretty close.
That's less cool than less cool. In your dream.
But what they practice social dreaming, that they'll go into a room and take little nappies together and say, okay, let's all meet here in the dream sphere. And they do. And they hang out while they're dreaming because they're all lucid dreaming practitioners. It is wild.
So whether it's real or not, and I would say since The Wheel of Time is a fictional book and TV series, not real, that there isn't a shared actual dream space. If they are truly lucid dreaming, they are each creating that reality. And so maybe in their dream, it is true, right?
Then how could you fact check?
You could with the other, not, what, probably.
But
right?
They do.
Okay.
So when they wake up, they say, oh, where were you? Where were you? They compare notes and they're in the same space.
I'd like to see independent corroboration of those claims.
For sure. So do you want to know what my reality check is?
Definitely.
I used to smoke cigarettes a lot and they were delicious. I still find them to be very enticing, but I don't smoke them because they'll kill me.
Don't smoke, people. Don't
smoke. But in my dreams, I still smoke.
Okay.
So whenever I'm smoking a cigarette, I know that I'm dreaming.
Okay.
And I can say...
That's a trigger for you to regain control.
To kind of a trigger for me to kind of zap back and be like, oh, I'm in a dream space right now. I'm not awake because I'm smoking.
So let me ask you this. You can full on lucid dream.
Yes.
What can you do with that? So you can practice, but look.
Not much.
People, think about it. Like, oh, I could practice. I could train my scales. I could practice athletic stuff. I could practice public speaking, but you could do all those things in your daily life. And most people don't do self-betterment. So when you're in a dream, why would you practice your guitar scales when you're like, I'm going to go fly. I'm going to go into outer space. Like,
well,
what do you do with it?
So I can lucid dream. I'm a very vivid dreamer and I have the ability to self-actualize in the dream and say, hey, I'm dreaming right now and do stuff of my own accord, knowing that I'm dreaming in that space. But I can't do anything cool. I just usually just drive really fast.
Why
and, like,
don't
weave
you
in and out of traffic.
So why don't you go into space? Why
because
don't you?
It's like really, because it's really jarring. It's really jarring and I freak out.
I wonder,
it's a weird feeling.
I wonder if the lucidity also grounds you in your own experience more. And so the more fantastical dreams don't happen anymore.
Yeah. It's
not going to have the alien abduction dream probably.
Because
if you're
I know it's a dream and they don't last long because it's really, really a disorienting, weird feeling to be like in a dream space. I looked at myself in the mirror once in a dream and it freaked. It's weird.
Because you're saying mostly we don't do that.
Mostly we don't look down at our own hands in a dream. Mostly we don't write. Then think of it. Like, do you remember talking in a dream? Do you remember smelling things in a dream? Hearing things in a dream?
I feel like I definitely remember talking in a dream. I talk in my sleep.
You should record yourself.
I'm told I talk in my sleep is what I'll say. I assume that means I'm talking in a dream, doesn't it?
Yeah. Your body goes into the state of paralysis when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
That prevents you from acting out your dreams.
Yeah, killing somebody accidentally.
And there are a lot of sleep disorders that people do act out their dreams. And it's very, very problematic. Like really chronic sleepwalkers can be really scary. You need to take a lot of precautions.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other weird stuff that happens in terms of sleeps and dreamings. Well, we talked about, sleep paralysis. And when your body's falling into that state of sleep, you experience what's called a hypnic jerk. That feeling, we all know it, that feeling when you're about to fall asleep but you're startled awake,
you
and your body
kick.
Jerks and sometimes you talk at that point. Do you see anything in your mind's eye in that moment?
No, I don't think so.
You just jerk. That's interesting.
I think you're a lot more conscious of what's happening with you. I'm one of those who I used to take forever to fall asleep, but in my adult life I'm just like, I read until I'm tired. And once I'm too tired to read anymore, I shut the book, fall asleep.
Oh, I'm
and then
so
I'm asleep,
jealous.
And then I wake up and it's the morning.
It's
wild. So it sounds like I'm missing out on some really
I have a very active life when I'm asleep. Like a lot's going on. Like last night I was like an emergency room doctor and I couldn't find a pen that I needed to like perform a tracheotomy. And I like had to go. I was like late and I couldn't catch the train. I was on the wrong train platform. Like I really had a whole thing happen overnight last night.
Were you good?
No, because like I was like a med student
and
I like couldn't they wouldn't give me anything real to do because I was just like a little med student. I was late and I couldn't find my pen. And
sounds like fraud complex anxiety dream to me. If I can diagnose.
That's all my dreams are anxiety dreams.
Oh,
but
no.
this hypnic jerk. I'm surprised. Like, I always have an image in my head before I jerk. And it's
the same one?
The same one every time.
What?
It is, I'm standing on the train platform and a very toxic ex-boyfriend I had is standing behind me and he pushes me off the train platform and I jerk.
Whoa. You got House of Carded?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Spoiler.
Spoiler for first or second season.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
Aren't we not watching that show anyways? Because
of Kevin Spacey. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's horrifying.
I hate
hypnic jerks because I feel like it just makes my wife mad because she's probably asleep already and I just woke her up.
And sometimes you shout, too. You, like, scream probably a little bit.
Hi, everybody. Mark here, chiming in again while editing this podcast. You may have noticed moments ago, Nicole said this.
I always have an image in my head before I jerk.
And I said nothing. I just left it there. No wisecrack. You might wonder, oh, wow, was Mark exercising self-control? Is he in his professional teacher mode where he's not going to grab low-hanging fruit, stupid masturbation jokes? And I got to be honest with y'all. No, I just missed it. And for that, I'm sorry. In any case, on with the show.
But the reason that we're doing that is because our body is going into the state of paralysis and we're having a fight or flight reaction. Like, don't be paralyzed. Ugh, wake up.
Right.
But it's really cool. Sleep is a really interesting thing because we spend so much of our lives doing it. And it's wild to me that you just shut your eyes and then you open them and it's morning. Because I'm doing stuff, man.
Yeah, no, I'm boring that way. Nevermind the Music is hosted by Nicole Vacher and me, Mark Papany. I also produce. Please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and a review.
And let us know what you think on social media. We're Never Music Pod on all the major platforms. You can also send us an email at nevermusicpod@gmail.com. And every so often, we'll do a mailbag episode where we answer all your questions, so please send them in.
Thanks for listening.